sports are a staple in American culture.
Each region has its own identity within athletics. Texas has football, Minnesota has hockey, and Iowa has... wrestling? That's right, wrestling. Along with the state fair, wrestling is the most popular form of entertainment in Iowa, and its number one drive for competition. But why is this? Kyle Norris, athletic trainer at Iowa Lakes Community College, shares his thoughts.
Well, one reason is that our college wrestling is so successful in this state, from junior college all the way through Division I. So that means that these kids are sought after. And then number two, the fact that really every school in the state can send somebody. You know, it's like a state track meet or something like that where everybody's involved.
Well, the University of Iowa and Iowa State University hold a combined 31 national wrestling titles, so the pedigree is there. And this year, there were 576 participants in the state wrestling tournament, so the desire is there too. But what about the sport attracts tons of Iowa kids? Gary Steffen is the assistant wrestling coach at Crestwood High School. He's sure to know.
It's just something that everybody, it's like a family thing, everybody's together, and you get those same kids, the dads and their kids, and then they grow up and then they have their kids, and it just keeps it going. And it's just it's a culture in Iowa.
So generations of Iowa wrestling talent are born and raised to compete for state titles? Makes sense.
Des Moines Wells Fargo Arena is packed every year with parents, grandparents, and relatives of the wrestlers who aren't totally unfamiliar to the mats themselves.
I wasn't very good at it. I went straight to my back. So these kids are pretty impressive. They're real tough kids.
Maybe Greg Irvin wasn't the greatest to ever wear a singlet, but he notes that it takes a certain toughness to be a wrestler. His nephew, a wrestler for Pleasant Valley High School, competed through more than his fair share of injuries.
He's had some broken bones and meniscus tear, and he's wrestling with a tough shoulder right now, but he's tough. He's tough.
The sheer physicality of the sport is matched by few others, so wrestlers must be in top shape to compete with success. Physical toughness is a required attribute in wrestling, but there are plenty of strong, healthy teenagers across the country that are choosing football or basketball instead. Why are Iowa kids continually flocking to the wrestling mats?
Mental toughness. A lot of our kids do come from rural communities where they are expected to, you know, be out in the fields and what have you.
Mental toughness. Shelly Jacobus is a wrestling mom from Cedar Rapids, and mother knows best, right?
You want to be out there, so like you hurt your ankle, you hurt your hand or something, you're going to finish out that match. Basketball players, people like that, they might sit out for a little bit, but wrestling, there's no like timeout, there's no sitting out. You got to go out and finish your match.
That's Joey Bosey, a small-town wrestler from Humboldt High School, who perfectly sums up the desire for wrestling in Iowa. Sure, Iowa wrestling is generational, its collegiate programs are the best, and its influence reaches every one of the 99 counties. But where does all this stem from? The challenge. The battle between two warriors to retain one's pride. The toughness to go all out for 6 minutes to the brink of exhaustion. This challenge isn't awarded in team sports like football, basketball, and baseball. Wrestling provides a great challenge that has met its match in a gritty Iowa community. For the outsiders who don't get that, well, simply put,
you know, it's just something that it's an Iowa thing.
For Urban Plains, I'm Mason Morrow.